Okay, so we're continuing in the Mishnah Berurah. We are in Siman Ayin Resh Beis, and we are doing page Nun Amud Beis, which is page 100 in the Mishnah Berurah. So we are up to Si'if Hei. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Si'if Hei, Yayin Chai, undiluted wine, Afilu Imhu Chazak Tadari, even if Ad Chatlas Maya, even if it's very strong, where you could dilute it by a 3-to-1 ratio of water, Mekadshin Alav. You could still say Kiddush on it, even in its undiluted state, even though it would still be viable wine if it were diluted with a 3-to-1 water to wine ratio. Mikol makom yoser tov lemazgo blavachia mazuk harotwi. But certainly it's better to have it mazuk where it's more drinkable and it's more the way people would like to drink it. Says the Rama, v'yeno shalanu yoser tov mehem below maziga. The Rama says you should just be aware that nowadays this whole maziga thing doesn't really make sense with our wines. Our wines are much better without any form of maziga. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel yoser tov lemazgo haynu shu mitzvah min amuv. When we say that it's kosher without maziga, but it's better to be mozeg, that means it's the mitzvah minimum. It's the ideal thing to do, to be mozeg the yayin. Karatwi, haynu shalishlichenu yachlishenu yosem idai. We said that you should be mozeg it karatwi, be mozeg it properly, means don't weaken it too much. Vamavarchen al yayin, shein boel metikos bialma v'taymo kamayim, mavarchen v'atalavin yosem idai kiddush v'aymakshak savnu l'kamei. He says, and those people who over-dilute their wine, and they have wine that really just tastes like water with a little bit of wine flavoring to it, that is a bracha levatala. So there's a question, in our wines, what if you dilute our wines with a 2-to-1 ratio or something like that? Is that the bracha levatala that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about? Or do we say, no, the 2-to-1, 3-to-1 ratio, that's a ratio, that's an acceptable ratio. And the Dirshu we quotes from Rav Vazner and the Shevet HaLevi that there are strong wines that you could be mosaic, but you have to be careful that it remains betaras Yayin, and the Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Maisa Ish quotes from the Chazon Ish that we can add up until 1/3, but not all wines are the same, and one needs to be mindful of the strength of that wine and what exactly they are doing to the wine. Si'ivav. Yain simukim mekachim alav. Raisin wine, you could say kiddushan. Sheyesh benachluchus ktsas below shriya, because it's already moist without being soaked in water. What does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Yain simukim sivkatan tazvav. Haynu shenasa yayin me'anovim shenitstamku. That you make wine from grapes that have been shriveled, that have been turned into raisins. Bein shenitstamku mechama, whether it was sun dried, or they told us, or whether it's oven dried. After the in Nesachim, ein mevin men lechadchila. Even though with regard to Nesachim, if you made wine out of such grapes, you would not be able to use that lechadchila for nisuch on the mizbeach, but mikol makom lekiddush kosher, but it's kosher to use for kiddush. Va'ofen asiyasen, the way they would make such wine is, shalokeach hatzimukin v'kotchan, they would take these raisins and they would crush them, v'nosan aleim mayim, and they would pour wine on it, v'toses, and it would absorb the flavor, az nikra yayin achar shenishtar shloshi yamen, it would sit there soaking for 3 days, and then it would be called wine after it soaks for 3 days and the water picks up the flavor of the wine. Siv katan tazayin mekachin alav kasa b'sefer b'chorshar writes to the theme hashem v'or alav b'sim reish dalet siv hei baga based on what the Rama writes in simin reish dalet dechel mishi sheyayin b'mayim vadei batal vein v'vark alav bar piagathen, that although in general in halacha there's a concept called bitul b'shishim, that when something is mixed in with something that is 60 times its volume, it becomes batal. When it comes to yayin, yayin is batal b'sheish, b'shisha, not shishim. And therefore, if you have 6 times water to wine, the wine is batal, and you do not recite baruch biagafen. Af bekan tzorich lizar litin smukim kol kach b'mayim atchiyot smukim at yosem yechem mishish neged amayim. So you have to be careful. It's very easy to measure those ratios when you're dealing with liquid and liquid, wine and water. So you can see what's the 6-to-1 ratio. But when you're dealing with raisins, you have to make sure that the volume of the raisins is at least more than 1-to-6 ratio to the water. Because otherwise the whole bracha is going to be bracha levatala. The Lord of Mila, why you call it smukim yayin? Because it would be you certainly can't treat the raisins as more than wine, and wine itself would become batal b'shisha. Because of the misharina and his godal atzimukim kumoshen is havu achar shenafchu al yedei amayim v'lok shasen esinasim b'mayim. They say though, kula, that you could measure the raisins based on when they're in their swelled up state after they've been soaking in water. Avul b'yad Ephraim is in Rishdal m'fakvek v'lav b'zeh, but the yad Ephraim disagrees. V'chaim der Ephraim cholik alav b'pshitos b'zeh, and der Ephraim also disagrees. V'sovet d'mesharin atzmukin k'fiyesh n'isinas al v'ayim lo k'fi nivchas an achar kach. And says, no, you look at the raisins the way they are before they soak in water, not in their swelled up state after being soaked in water. Because the whole swelling of the grapes is only from the water that has entered into them. There are poskim that hold it. That as long as it tastes like wine, it's wine. But a Yerushalayim should be careful about this to make sure the ratios are right and not just to rely on the taste. Meaning we rely on this concept of bittul as a kula as well, right? When it comes to stam yenam and things like that, so it does become bittul in 6-to-1 ratio. Stam yain shalanu yeshu bevade shira zev yuchal lekadesh shalav. Our regular wine is for sure okay, and you could say kiddush on it. It's not overly diluted. Vain beralach mashaksav b'shem chuvus mishkanos Yaakov. And we said lachluchis ktsas. The Ramad said, the Ramad said that as long as it has some sort of moisture in the grapes, what's in the raisins, Ratzalomar Shim, Eino Yotzim Hem Shum Lachluchis, Afim Yidruchum Beregel Yatzu Bekora, if you could crush and squeeze and trample on these raisins and no moisture would come out from that, Eliyah De Shriya Belvad, the only way you can get any flavor from it is by soaking it, then Ein Mekachet Alav, then you're not allowed to make Kiddush on the water that was soaking in with such grapes. Afilu Bar Piagafen, Ein Mevarchen Alav, nor can you recite a Bar Piagafen. Right, these are particular sif is not so nogei lemais. I don't know if we have any. Maybe there are beverages that are made this way, but we don't have too many wines that are made this way. Okay, si'if zayin. Shimra yayin or chartzanim shenasan aleihem mayim. If you have wine sediment or peels or the flesh of the grape that you put water on, imroi levarich lo bar piagafen mekachin lav. If you could say bar piagafen on it, then you could say kiddush on it as well. So vayin lel simreish dal. Mishmur says the shomavore is a shimra yayin chartzanim shemavarchan aleihem. There are details in Hilchos Brachos about when it would have the status of a wine and when it would not have the status of wine. See if ches mekachin al yayin mevushal. This is very relevant. Mekachin al yayin mevushal val yayin sheish bo dvash. You're allowed to say kiddush on yayin mevushal, and you're also allowed to say kiddush on wine that has a sweetener that has honey added to it. The yesh omrim she'in mekachin alayim, but there's a yesh omrim that you're not allowed to say kiddush on yayin mevushal. Says the Rama, v'aminigal kaddish alav afil yesh lo yayin acher rak she'in otov kuman mevushal sheish bo dvash. That the minig is to be makel that we do say kiddush on yayin mevushal, and not only that, even if you have non-mavushal wine, but the mavushal wine is a better wine, meaning than the non-mavushal wine, so use the mavushal wine, meaning things go with the number one priority is that it should be the best possible wine. Then you could start adding in chumras. Then you could start adding chumras that you want to be machmir for the shita, that it can't be mavushal and things like, and no sweeteners added or whatever. But the number one thing is that it should be the best possible wine. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Nites, al yayin mavushal, svir le dal yedei kol. That through that the wine doesn't go down in quality. But the Yeshomim that disagrees says yes, it does go down in quality through the bishul. When it comes to pasteurized wine, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shlomo writes that everyone would say it's bar priagafen because it was not mishtana taimo and it's not missing anything, and that's what Rav Eliyashiv would say as well. That yayin mefustar, pasteurized, does not change its shame or its tam, and therefore is included in the Gezeres Chazal that of a nachri touching the yayin, and lechora would have the qualities of non mavushal wine. Va'afilu bar priagafen ein mevarchen aleihem ela shakol, and you don't even say bar priagafen on according to this shita, you wouldn't say bar priagafen on a real mavushal wine that lost its quality. You would say shakol ni'abed varo sheyesh bo dvash ke'en kunditun shenasa miyayin. dvash upilpulin. There are certain beverages that are made from a combination of wine and honey and spices, vafilum nishtana, or peppercorns, vafilum nishtana taime vereche ali deze, even if the taste and the smell changes through that process. Shein mekachin aleim, afilum nosim bo dvash kol shehu, that you can't say kiddush on it according to this shita, even if you just put in a little bit of dvash. That's the shita of the Rambam. Vos and anashim shemasimin mei dvash biyayin lematik omasimin shom tzuker yesh lachmir lefi dvarav. So if you're going to be machmir for the shita of Rambam, you also shouldn't have sugar added to your wine. The wine should have no sweetener added to it whatsoever. So if someone wants to find a wine that is perfectly good, even according to Shita Sarambam, so it has to be it should be a dry wine, it should be a wine that's not mavushal, it should be a wine that's red, it should be a wine that doesn't have any sweetener added to it, it shouldn't be even, we mentioned before yesterday, it shouldn't even be naturally too sweet. Okay, so you have all these hidurim, sivkat and chavbeis, the kadesh alav, so the Ramah says, but our minig is that we are mekadesh even on yain mevushal, valken mutu levash ala tzimukun l'sanin yain ul'kadesh alav, that you can cook the raisins and strain out the wine and be mekadesh on it. V'yesh machmim d'lo nirkun yain at she'etosesh l'shia machar bishal tzimukun. Some say that it's gotta sit for 3 days and ferment for 3 days. She'enu tov, d'imeim shavin, yesh lachush l'dasi yeshomer she'machmirun b'zeh sh'lo l'kadesh. Meaning, if your mevushal wine and non-mevushal wine are of the same quality, so then why wouldn't you be machmir to fulfill the shitas Rambam and use the non-mevushal wine? Meaning, if a person looks in their wine cellar or whatever they have, wherever they keep their wine, their cabinet or whatever, and they see all the wines that they have are mevushal wines, or they have non-mevushal wines, but they're clearly of a lower quality than the mevushal wine, so that's where the Ramah says, okay, so then take the mevushal wine. But if you have mevushal and non-mevushal, and you could choose whichever one you want, and they're of the same quality, well then the proper thing to do is to take the non-mevushal wine. Ulinyan bracha, kvar nifsak le'el b'pshitus, b'sim reish b'esif, altum barkan lo bar priagafen. As far as bracha is concerned, we for sure say a bar priagafen, even on wine that is mevushal. So to review what we learned today, first we said that undiluted wine is kosher, but not preferred for kiddush, but the Ramah says that our wines are best when left undiluted, and therefore we can have our wines as they come in the bottle. We don't dilute our wines. Second, we said that wine made from moist raisins, provided that the water to wine ratio is less than a 6-to-1 ratio, that can be used as well. Once it becomes more than a 6-to-1 ratio, the wine becomes batel, the raisin flavor would become batel, and it would be invalid to use for kiddush, and it would not even be a bar priagafen, it would be a bracha levatala. And third, we learned that we paskin like the opinion that yayin mevushal, or yayin that has sugar added, can be used for kiddush, though we're mindful that some say you can't use it for kiddush. So if you have two wines that are of the same quality, and one is mevushal and one is non-mevushal, so it's better, certainly the Mishnah Berurah points out, a better thing to do is to use the non-mevushal wine rather than the mevushal wine. Hashem, later tonight we will learn Si'if Tes. That will be for later. Okay, have a wonderful day.